Joe's Need to Know News. A man shot 14 people, killing one of them in a Toronto neighborhood, before dying after an exchange of gunfire with police. This happened late Sunday. Police said the local police chief said the shooting in the city's Greektown neighborhood was not random, and he did not rule out terrorism as a motive. Other than the shooter, a young lady is deceased. The police chief said a 9-year-old was also in critical condition. He said the suspect in this used a handgun. But can you just imagine you're sitting there, like you're having your meal or whatever, hanging out with friends and family, all of a sudden just shooting everywhere?
So this was Canada?
Yeah, this is in Toronto.
Wow.
Yeah, insane right there. So we'll get more about that as that comes in. And I promise there will be good stories here, but some sad local news. We talked on Friday about the duck boat that in Missouri that went underwater and all those people died. Well, there was an Indian connection to that. Did you know that?
Yeah, I just found that out over the weekend.
Tia Coleman describes how she survived a duck boat accident in Branson, Missouri, where she lost 9 family members, including 3 of her own kids.
When that water came over the boat, I didn't know what happened. I had my son right next to me. But when the water filled up the boat, I could no longer see. I couldn't feel anybody. I couldn't see. I just remember, I got to get out. I got to get out. When I got out into the water, it was ice cold. And I remember as we were going into the water, they said that the lake stays pretty warm, like in the 80s. So I knew, since it for being so cold, that I'm at close to the bottom. I'm not close to the top. And I just remember kicking and swimming up to the top. And as I was swimming up, I was praying. I said, Lord, please let me get to my babies. I got to get to my babies. I got to get to my babies. And I was kicking in it. And I kept fighting and I kept fighting. And then I said, Lord, if I can't make it, there's no use in keeping me here. And so I just let go and I started floating. And as I started floating, I felt the water temperature change and it got warmer. And as it got warmer, I knew I was to the top.
Just insane. There's so much more there, too. They were talking about, too, because I guess they're a weird kind of a boat, Alex, because it's a vehicle that drives, but also can go on water. And now the people are saying it's not really regulated that well, because is it a boat? Is it a car for safety reasons? And
yeah.
I guess the captain told them, too, it's like, hey, you don't need, like, don't put on your life jackets.
Oh, boy.
But the thing is, though, too, with that, though, when it starts to go, in sense, you could get pinned and not get out, too, if you had a life jacket on.
Right.
So you're danged if you do, danged if you don't. But our thoughts and prayers going out to that family.
Yeah,
that
I shared over the weekend. If you go to our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9, I shared the GoFundMe page for her.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if you feel inclined, you know, just even to donate $5 to go towards her family, they have 9 family members that they're going to have funerals for. That is going to be extremely expensive.
I can't even imagine.
So if you feel so inclined, please go to our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9. And donate what you can to help her.
You talked about this last week, Alex, with that Texas couple that had the baby in the Chick-fil-A bathroom.
Yes, and my fave story of the year, I think, already.
And this is kind of a cool update to that. The baby was delivered in the Chick-fil-A bathroom. Now the baby's going to get free meals for life.
Yes!
We were right about that. But Chick-fil-A has also offered Gracelyn, that's the baby's name, free food for life and her first job guaranteed at the age of 16. Store owner said they also want to host her first birthday party.
Amazing.
This is the best ever, man. So that's a one heck of a place to be born right there. I wonder if there's anything to the name of this music festival. A woman attending a country music festival in Wisconsin was struck by lightning while she was talking on her cell phone. The 22-year-old woman from Illinois was at the Country Thunder Music Festival.
Yeah, I had a friend that went there.
So she was at Country Thunder, and she got struck by lightning.
Oh, no. The irony is weird.
Yeah, she was rushed to a local hospital. She's in critical condition. They think she's going to make a recovery, but I don't know. Like, I guess, do you ever think about that if it's storming? Like, I better get off my phone? Like, I won't go out like, hey, I'm not going to go holding an umbrella.
That.
But
so you're more likely to get struck if you're holding your phone?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe because it's electronics, right? But
yikes.
I mean, I know you don't stand next to a tree, for example. You take an Uber and a Lyft. I mean, I think we do that, probably at least once a month, a couple times a month?
Yep.
More than that. Have you ever had a thing on your on your bill for vomit?
No, but I know about this. I've been warned by other people.
I never heard about this. There's a new vomit scam. Sorry if you're eating breakfast, but you should know about this. That's costing Uber passengers money. The way it works is after the passenger gets to their destination, they receive a note from Uber reporting an adjustment in the bill. An extra charge then can range from $80 to $150. When the passenger tries to contact Uber to complain, they get a message accompanied by photos of the alleged incident, like the vomit in the vehicle. And the Uber says the extra fee compensates the driver for the time and money they spent cleaning their vehicle afterwards. But the passenger didn't vomit, and it's just a scam some drivers are using to get more money.
Yep.
The company says they are now looking into the claims of fraud.
Yeah, I've heard of this before, so it always freaks me out.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, maybe you have a drunk urine. Like, I don't think I did.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you do that for sure, charge a bunch of money because that's disgusting. You have to clean that up and it ruins your passengers and your night. But oh my gosh. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News, some good sports stuff. Indianapolis Colts pro quarterback Andrew Luck has been cleared to take part in training camp.
Yay!
He missed all of last season after getting surgery on his throwing shoulder in January. He will not throw every day during training camp, but he's expected to be ready for week one of the season.
That's awesome.
I'm sure he's going to come back with so much to prove because everybody's going to be like, oh, he's a bum. He's not playing. You know, because when a player is injured and hurt for a long time, and it's like, oh, he's not coming back?
Yeah, we'll have to see how he does.
So our thoughts are with him. Hopefully he's going to do well and the Colts will do well. Even though I think they were predicted to be the worst team in the NFL this year.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's Joe's Need to Know News.